Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, Donnie, we've been waiting for the Pirates to do something, and they finally did something. Did they do something good is the question. So it was a deal involving many players, but the two seem to matter are Johan Oviedo going to Boston and Jose Tinson Garcia coming here. His name is spelled, his nickname is The Password, which is great because his first name is Joshtynxon. That is absolutely incredible.
I love that nickname, too.
The Password.
It really is. Like, imagine that being your password. Nobody exactly. would ever hack in.
You guys know about his brother? This is no joke. His brother's nickname, he's also with the Red Sox, is the username.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to you. Look it up.
What's his name?
It's not as...
John Stinson.
It's not as abstract. But yes, his brother's nickname is the username.
Well, Joe's... All those letters are what the website gives you when you don't make up your own password, right, Donnie? They just give you one of their own. Joshtynxon. Joe's Dixon. Joe's Tinson. What's his name, Donnie?
Joe's Tinson.
Joe's Tinson Garcia. I have a bad feeling about this, even though I guess it's the kind of trade that you need to make if you're the Pirates. I don't know. This goes back to Ben Cherington's quote of, if you're in Pittsburgh, you're trading for unproven players. I kind of like proven players. I don't give a damn about years of control. I see people extolling this trade based on years of control. Is the dude any good? Can he hit? I've seen Henry Davis. He's Henry Aaron against AAA pitching. He can't hit the major league pitching. Jack Sawinski is Jack Clark against AAA pitching. He stinks against major league pitching. So I'm very happy they've acquired the Password, I guess. But something tells me that the Red Sox have identified Oviedo, who came back last year and looked like he had some premium stuff. He looks like he's a guy coming off a major arm injury on a serious rise. I've got a bad feeling about it, Donnie. You?
So I don't mind it at all. I mean, I don't know where Johan Oviedo necessarily fit in to what they were going to do in 2025. I know that you can easily say that you can never have enough pitching, but if the Pirates do have an abundance of something that's pretty good and young, it is pitching. And we knew going into this offseason that they would have to use that in a way to get some sort of offense. They did it last year with Luis Ortiz. That has paid off in a big way. I mean, Ortiz is never going to play baseball again because of sports gambling, and they end up getting a pretty decent offensive player, Spencer Horwitz, out of the deal. He was the only Pirates player that played like 100 games last year that had an OPS plus over 100. He was like the only above-average player they ended up having by the end.
Well, tell me this. What does it do for their lineup? Is he an addition that is going to help their lineup right away with Paul Skeens here?
I mean, I think you have to give the guy a shot right away. He's only played five games in the majors, though, because the Red Sox had
that's guys the thing. In front of him. Maybe it'll be a great trade, but I'm sorry. I'm looking for proven hitters this offseason. Am I crazy?
No, because I think we all would have wanted that. Like, oh, they're, you know, they have another guy who's never really played in the majors. Good minor league numbers. We've heard that a million times.
I know. And maybe it'll turn out great. It will. I guess it's the kind of trade we're getting there. Maybe he'll be a great player. Here's something that gives me hope is that Keith Law, who is never afraid to be critical of anybody, notably the Pirates, says the headline on his story is Pirates cracked the code in acquiring Jostinson Garcia. He says this kid has unbelievable raw power. Exit velocity, 105 miles an hour in AAA, 90th percentile, Donnie. He sees a floor of a 20-homer, sub-300 on-base guy who plays above-average defense. I don't know. I don't have time to wait, and neither does Skeens. That's my thing. And I have this horrible feeling that Oviedo's going to take off like a rocket.
Do you?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Now, did you think that before the trade, too? Like, you thought if he comes back?
Yes. Oviedo, the year before he left here, playing for the Pirates, was pretty darn good. I know he lost 14 games, but he won 9.
Yeah, he was very feast or famine. Like, he would have great games. He would just go, like, 7 innings, 1 hit.
And then last year...
And then the
year,
next game, it would be, like, 6 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs.
Right. Right. And then last year, he comes back, and he has more than a strikeout per inning. A 3.57 ERA. There's an uptick in his stuff. You know how the story goes, Donnie. You know how the story goes. 3 years from now, maybe this is PTSD, Pirate Traumatic Stress Disorder kicking in. I don't know.
But how about this? If you were told, I know there are a couple of other players that were in this deal too, but these are the two like headliners. If you were told that the Pirates would trade Johan Oviedo and they would get a top 100 prospect in baseball back for him.
I guess for me, this isn't the summer of top 100 prospects. It's the summer of bringing guys who have already shown they can hit major league pitching pretty well. I don't need Kyle Schwarber. I don't need Mickey Mantle. Give me a guy who can hit and has already shown he can hit. Please, please, for the love of God, please just bring in a bat who's already hit major league pitching. Just one guy. That's all I ask for, Donnie.
The blood pressure is rising in here, Sean.
One guy.
You can almost feel it.
For Christmas. Just one hitter. Please.
Who do you think that's going to be?
Nobody. Maybe this is their big move. I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be.
I don't think this is their big move. Now, I've been wrong about that before.
Well, who do you think? I mean, do you have names?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because you want them to go out and bring guys in, but they have to be guys that are realistic for the Pirates. Like, you throw out those names like Josh Naylor, and you had the conflicting reports there. You throw out the names like Kyle Schwarber.
Well, listen.
You know who I think is a name that's been thrown around a little bit? He's not an outfielder.
Right.
But I wouldn't be, like, stunned if they gave, like, JT Realmuto a deal because he played in Philadelphia forever. He's older. He's going to be 35 years old. It's like a typical Pirates deal. And a guy who, yeah, the numbers on offense have gone down a bit, but he's just your typical professional hitter who's in his mid-30s. That seems like it would fit their
There's
their
guys
mantra.
Out there. Is Luis Arraez still out there?
Suarez.
Brandon Lau is out there. Duran, have the Red Sox traded him yet? A guy like that? Joe Adell out with the Angels.
Arraez is still out there, by the way.
There's tons of guys who have shown they can hit major league pitching. Can you just please find one guy, one, who is an actual hitter? Donnie, it can't be that hard.
Maybe Marcelo Zuna is their DH.
Sure, and he's coming off a crap year, but he was still better as a DH than McCutchen was.
Somebody that could hit major league pitching.
Just one.
I get kind of stunned when Eugenio Suarez gets brought up. I know Sean just did that. And Sean, you made, I don't know if you know this, Joe. He's a Mariners fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's
a big dumper fan.
Yeah. So he has seen the guy play a little bit.
To me, Suarez is a guy that everyone sees that's a big name. He's coming off of a 49 home run season.
And he's affordable.
I think you can get him for under $20 million a year. And maybe for Pittsburgh, it might take 3 years. Potentially 2 years if he goes, you know, maybe to a more attractive team. The problem with that is he's going to give you power, but he's, I think, a guy that's clearly on the downside and will not hit for average. But if you're just looking for
I just want power.
Sign him up.
I think 30 home runs is probably a bare minimum that you're going to get from him, even if he bats 190.
Yeah, I mean, Schwarber's never been Tony Gwynn. The guy hits 50 home runs. He's awesome.
That's all you want.
Yeah,
I don't care about his batting average.
Suarez isn't going to be as good as that, but yeah, I mean,
I don't care about his glove. He can throw his glove in a fire somewhere. Just bring a bat.
I feel the exact same way.
Arias has won two batting titles. Jim Bowden says he could be had for $15 million a year over 2 years. Well, what are we waiting for here, Donnie?
I feel like you have to get some dude that can actually hit some homers. Like Suarez would be that
I'd settle for somebody that can simply hit the baseball. Seriously. Like where it gets in fair play,
well,
where the other team doesn't catch it.
We know Arias can do that, though his numbers are not as great as they once were.
I know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just, I don't know that I can take this off.
You feel like you're in a bad way here, Joe.
Yeah, this is.
But what about Limich's guy? Doesn't he like Bo Bichette?
I'll take him. I don't even know what his
numbers
are.
That's going to be a massive contract.
Yeah, they're not. They wouldn't have a shot getting him.
It's a Donnie Football Friday turning into a Donnie Baseball Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Donnie, I wanted to hit on another story. Listen, this is the team in town that appears to be doing a rebuild the right way and is providing us with the most entertainment and competence all at once. And they deserve credit for this. Spent an hour talking with Tyler Kennedy off the top of the show about the Penguins yesterday. Let's talk about the Penguinis, Donnie. Are you convinced this is going to be a playoff team?
I think they're going to make it. I don't know if I'd say convinced, but The stat about being a playoff team on Thanksgiving, it hits, what, 75% of the time?
Yeah.
So, not a sure thing, 3 out of every 4 teams. But it really is a breath of fresh air that they were able to make a change. They bring in a new voice. It is working for them. They have guys, you know, they have some young guys working into the fold, which is very good. And they seem, I don't want to jinx anything, they seem to have the goaltending figured out at least a little bit.
Here's what is nice. Yeah, they do. Ajari was spectacular last night. Here's the thing, Donnie, that would indicate maybe it's not so fluky. They're in the top 10 in goals. They're in the top 10 in goals against. They're in the top 5 in power play, and I haven't checked in a minute. Are they in the top 5? They're certainly in the top 10 in penalty kill, and they might be in the top 5. I mean, that is pretty, and we're what, 28 games, 26 games into the season. That's more than more than a quarter into the season. And when you're among the league's best in all of those categories, I think that's a really good sign. No?
Yeah, I mean, and right now they're sitting at third in the Metro. Like they are right there in a playoff spot. I know there's still so much time to go, but they don't feel like this is a smoke and mirrors team. They're not a flash in the pan.
Fifth in the penalty kill, by the way. So, you know, special teams, goaltending.
It would be a little bit different if they, you know, shot hot out of the gate and they won their first six games of the season and it was something that we couldn't believe and then they just fell flat on their face. Yeah, they weren't going to replicate what they did in October because they were really good, but they stayed afloat. They're right here as we enter December. And I think in a season where I at least thought, I know Austin was shooting for the Gavin McKenna sweepstakes, where we thought they would be a downright bad hockey team and put themselves in such a position to perhaps win the draft lottery. Now I'm completely flipped, thinking this team can absolutely make the playoffs.
Why not? Why not right now? And I have a new favorite Penguin, and that is Boko and Mama. Did you see him chop
his
down
battle
that tree
last night?
Oh, is that great? That's the best sports entertainment in town these days, is the Penguins. That game was crazy last night.
I also like that they're working in younger players than what we saw the last handful of
that's
Mike
half the
Sullivan
fun.
Years. Yeah.
It's the old guys.
Koivunen had a goal last night.
Yes. You have the kid line, and then you have the
old
guys.
Kindle had one, too.
At least two of them. Well, really, three of them. Carlson, and then Gino and Sid. Gino was great last night. He had mental error or two, but who cares? He was unbelievable. Sid's having a great year. It's the young and the old, the kids and the old guys, and it's just been a fun watch. Credit to them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, in a year where going in, we thought you could get cheap seats at the arena, and the best thing about this season would be that it's one more run with the big three. It's one more run with Evgeny Malkin in a Penguins uniform. It's been anything but that.
Man, I'm having fun watching it, and their coach is a Joe Block lookalike, for God's sakes. Have you ever seen more of a doppelganger in sports than Dan Muse and Joe Block?
No, that's a really good one.
Is there a little bit of Craig Riley mixed in, our boss, or no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the Joe Block, Dan Muse one is very spot on. And I'm glad. I don't know if Muse has played into it as much, but I know Block has a couple of times.
Well, did you see where the new mayor and Kyle Dubas did the doppelganger thing over at the Penguins offices?
That's a pretty good one, too. Corey O'Connor.
It was great. They put out a little video. We got to have a Dan Muse, Joe Block video, don't we, Donnie?
Yeah, we got to do that at some point.
Pretty soon. Maybe we can do it right here in our studios.
I give that guy a ton of credit, though. I mean, Dubas
certainly. Joe Block?
Well, I mean, he's sitting through 162.
He is, yes.
But Dubas, for starters.
Me too.
And Dan Muse in a big way, because even though the expectation level wasn't that high due to him being a relatively unknown head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he has figured out a way to make things work for these guys that Mike Sullivan couldn't figure out.
No, there's a new energy, and it's brought with the new coach. It's brought with younger players, I think. Everything feels energized and enjoyable right now instead of stale and rotten.
I mean, that's why I think, I know it's not maybe a direct comparison, but that's why I think it is fair that you can bring up the conversation about the Steelers and the Penguins, because we just saw a team in town do it. And so far, it is paying dividends.
Yes.
We just saw a team that got rid of its most successful coach. Mike Sullivan had the most wins in Penguins history, back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. Things got dry. Things went stale. They got rid of him. He got a job in 5 minutes in one of the biggest marquee spots in all of the National Hockey League. He plays his home games at Madison Square Garden. Who cares? The Penguins brought in a guy who is relatively unknown. And right now, they are in a better position out of the two teams.
It's a Donnie Hockey Friday here at The Fan. That's a great point. But what about the Penguins compared to the Pirates? Can you imagine if the Penguins make it back to the playoffs sooner than the Pirates do?
I mean, we're only a few months away from them probably doing that.
After the Pirates sunk to the bottom of the league for years and got Paul Skeens, but the Penguins are going to sink sort of, not really, to the bottom and then rise again and make the playoffs before the Pirates do. That's unbelievable.
Did you think they would get back and win a playoff game or series before the Steelers would?
Well, I've been thinking that's a long time off for the Steelers. And still a long time off. All right, time check. It's 12:24. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Sean Myers, don't call him Seth, has a Bechtold breakdown coming up. We miss our dear friend Austin Bechtold, city limits, greatly today. Is he just on vacation or is he on a field trip with his school? Where's he going?
I don't know.
He's gearing up for tomorrow, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's tomorrow? Drew Aller meet and greet?
We got that long day at Cumberland Valley High School.
Well, why didn't you take the day off? What, Limits needs to rest up for it?
I guess so. What time do you think he slept in till today? 9:30?
He's still sleeping. Yeah. He sleeps till 9 on show days. On an off day at 12:20, he's still sleeping.
He's texted me already, but... What might he have been to say? I don't know.
Is he sending his picks in, Donnie?
He did send his picks in. He's already trying to influence one of the games that I did not include for the picks, though. So
what do we think now? What do we think of that, Joe?
I think that when he's off, he should be off and not trying to influence the show, don't you?
I feel like Sean is the guy sitting in, and I think Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean did throw a game out to me, and he said, should I include this? Does Austin normally do it? And I was like, well, that game sucks.
Yeah.
So
I thought we were going to do West Virginia basketball after the 1 week Limits gave us a basketball game that he thought was a football game.
I told Sean that story because he knew what he was doing all along. He was a little bit nervous. I said, don't worry. Limits gave us a basketball game 2 weeks ago, very confidently thinking it was a big WVU football matchup.
When he said, all right, on to colleges, what did he say? Clemson.
Clemson and West Virginia.
-4 at West Virginia. I'm like, Why would Clemson only be favored by 4? And then you pipe in and say, are you sure that's not basketball?
West Virginia football was on a bye week.
And then Limits said, aw, just like that. But we wound up betting that game and we all won.
I think we did get it, yeah.
Yeah, the Mountaineers came up
big. West Virginia, baby.
Kevin Pittsnoggle.
The Fighting Crowleys. I covered them. Did you know that, Sean? During Pittsnoggle's heyday, I was in Atlanta watching them play Texas and things like that against LaMarcus Aldridge.
That was a fun team to follow.
Really fun. Mike Ganzi, Pittsnoggle. Who else? Frank Young.
Was there like a Farmar on that team?
Missoula was on some of those teams.
That was a little bit before they had a Butler, right?
Yeah, it was before Butler. Yeah, before him.
Pittsnoggle was something else. I've often said, too, has there ever been a college athlete that was more fitting to the team that he played for than Kevin Pittsnoggle?
Never. Impossible. Not more. And I doubt even close to even, but never more.
What a sharpshooter he was, too.
He was a great player. Great college player. Did he ever play in the pros anywhere? Did he ever take an NBA snap?
I don't think so.
Can you look that up, Sean?
NBA snap. You're the beat writer.
You know what I mean. He played for the Pittsburgh Explosion and the Austin Toros, and the Albuquerque Thunderbirds of the NBA D-League, Donnie. He never got in an NBA game.
Any stats?
Back when it
was
the D-League still.
That's a crying shame that he never got in there. I'll tell you that much right now.
Does he have stats?
No stats. He was selected to the CBA All-Star game in 06. Averaged 23 points a game for the Pittsburgh Explosion.
He was their best player.
That's incorrigible, Donnie. All right, let's get to Sean. What do you got coming up here on the Bechtold Breakdown? Any treats for us?
Going to talk some Major League Baseball free agency, further discussion of who the Pirates maybe could have targeted. We'll talk a big-time streak that came to an end. Mm. Also, maybe more football coming for NFL holidays.
All right, and then 1 o'clock, we get back heavy into Steelers-Ravens, little quiz show, some predictions, all of that coming up on a Donnie Football Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.